listening to Anthony Gargano in the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Line.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by Swat Cutter. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5. The Fanatic.
The Phillies are 55 and 43. What the going on with the fandom? Do we like this team? Do we care if this team is in first place? It's just unbelievable to me that there's nobody at the bank really watching the Phillies play baseball. Has baseball fallen that far in this town? Or is it just a football town where baseball, hockey, and basketball are ringing up the rear? I'm just shocked.
When you think about it, though, it takes a while for a fan base to buy into something, to buy into that this team's going to be good. Look, you know, they had a good first half, but they won with pitching. Like, they're not an exciting team. They need bats, and people are still looking, like, with one eyebrow up, saying, are they any good? Is this a fluke?
That's a great way of putting it. They're not an exciting team. They're not.
Manny would have been.
I was thinking that Manny would have put a lot of butts in the seats.
10,000 more.
Yeah. At least, right?
I think you're right. I also think that next year will be the year where they're hot. Like, next year will be last year for the Sixers. Does this make sense? Next year for the Phillies will be last year for the Sixers.
This is a perfect opportunity for the Phillies fan base to show Manny Machado this is where he needs to be in the offseason. And we're going to use Chase to do it. When Manny comes up to bat, the fan base starts chanting, one of us, one of us. Manny's going to think it's a little creepy. Chase is going to be like, no, bro, let me tell you something. This fan base here will love you to death. This is where you want to go when the season is over. One of us. One of us.
Talk to him, Chase.
And you know what? Eitan, think about this.
Yeah.
Think about how the many standing ovations for Chase, all of a sudden, Manny gets to witness that. That's what that call's brilliant. Manny gets to witness that.
Look at the excitement on Eitan's face.
Yeah, he's going to get that either way. Give him a standing ovation for every little thing he does.
Yeah,
he's
going to
remember that.
Manny's going to go, wow, that's pretty cool, man. I want to come here.
Yeah, he'll see it by default. You're in first place. You can't standing O the opposition player that's not named Chase Utley.
Sure you can.
Nah.
No, but my
think deeper.
But my point is,
yeah,
is
deeper
that
is what Anthony's saying.
Manny's going to look at it and go, wow, that's awesome. I want to come here.
That's deeper.
That's what the caller said.
You're surface level, bro.
What you're doing is assuming that Manny Machado's not a selfish person. I'm assuming that he's selfish.
All right. What's wrong with that? Who doesn't? If you're selfish, who doesn't want a standing ovation at the end of your
career? That's my point. You want one now. You give it to him now, he's going to remember that.
Oh,
like,
no.
You think that when the Yankees brass are sitting down talking to him in the offseason, he's going to remember what happened to Chase Utley?
They need pitching.
Yes.
They have mashers in their lineup.
They're going to watch. All they need is to go after them. The fat get fatter in New York.
I saw where in the recent NFL jersey sales, Nick Foles number one, Carson Wentz number three. Anthony, you know what this means? The Eagles are now that team that if you went to all the other cities around the country, you see all the little kids wearing Eagles jerseys. It's a beautiful thing. We are now so good around the country wear our jersey. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Except I don't believe it's around the country. I think it's Eagles fans who are around the country. They're the ones wearing the fit. I don't think they get many new fans.
I wonder if it's popular to become, though, an Eagles fan now. Like, I'm one of them because, yeah, the fans were looked at as hated and the team didn't win. So that was, now the team won. Do fans from the outside say, let me try to be one of them?
No. I don't think so. I know Eitan does.
I'm looking for the next Super Bowl. I'm excited right now. You got to change your mindset. You got to put it out there. Oh, my God. You're driving me bananas. Cause I love you. I love you, though.
Oh,
I can't do it. I'm hungry for the next Super Bowl. In the next Super Bowl. In the next Super Bowl. Let's go.
No, I feel you. This is from Friday, A-Time. There was a part of me. I came clean, and these guys coaxed it out of me. Actually, they didn't coax it. They coerced me to say it. And
it needed to be said.
So I said, you know how quiet it's been about the Eagles?
Yep.
I said, I kind of wish we were going in. If something happened and Julio Jones catches the ball and there is no Super Bowl, imagine the kind of angst that we would have going into this season. Imagine how crazy we would be going into the season. And part of me wishes that we hadn't won the Super Bowl and we're still going after it.
Yeah, I can't go not Super Bowl, but I can say, and this is a testament to the front office, that if there were more holes, if this was like a mercenary scenario, and you had four or five guys who were key to that team winning it, and they're gone now, there would be a whole hell of a lot more discussion about the Eagles. How do you get back? There's concern about them not making the playoffs.
You know what I'm saying? This is based off of...
No, I know, but I'm trying to meet you halfway here, because I can't do the Super Bowl thing, man.
I get it. It's weird. I want to relive it all over again.
Well, we are. Yeah, wait till camp. Wait till that open practice.
It's not the same. What's next?
Cut. I completely understand where you're coming from, where you would just say, yeah, the Eagles are going to be 12-4, but they actually, like, stunk. And you would look at NFL films, and you would hear, you know, describe a team, a great dynasty. And I'm like, man, why can't we have something like that? We've never had something like that. This is the beginning of that, cut. Okay? This is what you got to get excited about.
I think that's brilliant. I agree with that. Next.
I cannot believe that on a Sunday night, because of Mr. Bob Cooney, I'm watching Very Cavallari on a Sunday night. Yes, I'm watching The Girl from the Hills. Bob Cooney said it was a good show. So what? I'm bitching and complaining about it right now. I don't want to do this either.
If there's one thing that I will maintain credit for, it's this show. And episode 3 last night was no exception. It's brilliant.
I refuse to watch it.
Oh, you're missing out, man. This is the new Kramer. Jay Cutler is the new Kramer.
I refuse to watch it because of you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm kind of same.
Sorry, but you have really just shirked your duties as my friend.
I understand.
You're not even my friend anymore. What's next?
This calls for Jamie. This is Jack Nicholson. I was wondering if you wanted to talk to my friend Mike about a new movie that we're doing. It's called, it's a sequel. It's called About Schmidt 2. Yeah, and Mike would really like to talk to you about it. So, give me a call, all right? Ciao.
That's Jack. Appreciate it. Any luck, bro? 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Univest Bank and Trust Co. Wherever you are in business, whatever you need to succeed, choose Univest Banking Insurance Investments, financial solutions for your business.